No Good and Goodbye from the script on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. It's 11 minutes past nine. And as I am once a month, at the start of every month, I'm now joined in the studio by Peter from St. Francis Hospice. Good morning.
Very good morning to you, Joe.
How are you?
I'm very well, actually. A little bit chilly outside, but all right, doing good.
Are you enjoying the festivities of the studio?
Well, I couldn't help but notice it's certainly decorated.
Yeah. Festified.
Lots of tinsel everywhere.
Yeah. So Peter is here to talk about the forthcoming events that St. Francis Hospice have going on. What are we talking about first?
Well, let's talk about a few things that are Christmas themed. I guess it's that time of the year. If you're not going to do it now, you never will. Santathon coming up this coming Sunday. Those who have been involved in the past will know what an event this is. Held at the Daggers ground, Dagenham Rubbish Football Club's ground in Victoria Road in Dagenham. It's basically running through the streets of Dagenham dressed as Father Christmas. Everyone who enters gets a Father Christmas outfit, and there are hundreds of people normally taking part in this. Still a chance. It is only a few days away. It's this Sunday. But if you fancy doing that, having a lot of fun with your mates, running around the streets dressed as Father Christmas, certainly a photo for the album for the for future. Do get involved with us. Please do help us. Lots of people do get involved with this, and it's always a successful event. If you can get involved, please, even at this late stage, give us a call. 01708 771427 for the Santathon. Starts this coming Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Also on Sunday, busy day for us actually at the hospice. It's our final Light Up a Life service. We have a series of these at various places around the area we serve. We've had a service in Havering, we had one in Romford last night, we're embarking tonight, and Brentwood Cathedral at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. It is a ticket event, and I'm afraid all the tickets have gone for this. It's amazing the response we get for this every year. Completely packs out Brentwood Cathedral, and it's many big thanks to those who have taken tickets. If you are going to that service on Sunday, hope you do value it, and I'm not sure enjoy is quite the right word, but certainly value it, and we certainly value your support. I know checking yesterday, these Light Up a Life services that we hold this year have already raised more than £34,000 for the hospice. So an amazing effort by everyone who supports us and remembers their loved ones at Christmas time. I'm afraid we haven't got tickets left for the one at Brentwood, but if you are going, we appreciate your support and help. And just so you know where the money goes, the reason we do these events is also to raise money to continue offering our services free of charge. Absolutely everything that the hospice does for people affected by a life-limiting illness is free of charge. And that's not just for patients, that's also for the family and the carers of those patients. So we do a lot of things to support carers. We do bereavement counselling, pre-bereavement counselling, both for adults and children. Awful lot of people are helped, and indeed many people we help at home. You don't have to necessarily go to the hospice, although a lot of people do sadly have to be helped at the hospice. In our last financial year, we had 371 patients were helped in our inpatient unit, which is our hospice beds at Havering Atterbow, where the hospice is based. But 85% of all the people we helped in the last year were done so in their home. So that could be in Ingatestone, it could be in Doddinghurst, it could be in Brentwood. It's wherever you are at home, that's where the help comes. And I said it is all absolutely free of charge. But of course, to do that and maintain our services, we have to raise an awful lot of money. We're grateful and thankful that the NHS does support us, but they only provide about a third of the funding it costs us each year to run the hospice, which means that the other two-thirds, which equates to well over £6 million, around £6.5 million each year, we have to raise. So it's the efforts, thanks to you, for anything you do to support us, whether it's playing the lottery, going to our shops in Brentwood, attending the Light Up a Life service at Brentwood Cathedral, whatever you may be doing, all of those things help towards raise that huge amount of money, and we're forever grateful for that. Now, we said we're going to do some festive themed things. If you fancy singing for Christmas, we've got a couple of carol concerts coming up, and we're always happy to see people at these. We have some sponsors from Pinny Talford Solicitors sponsoring a carol concert at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch. That's this coming Friday, week on Friday, the 12th of December, on from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Doors open at 10:30 at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch. There's no charge to go in, but donations are welcome on the day, and all funds raised go to either ourselves or Queen's Theatre. It's split between the two of us, so we're obviously encouraging people to go along. You can book free tickets if you want to go to this carol concert at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch a week on Friday. 01 708 44 3333, and we'd love to see you down there to sing for Christmas. Also, we've got another carol concert. We have our own choir at the Hospice, St Francis Hospice Choir. They're singing at an event called Christmas Voices, which is a concert being held at St Andrew's Church, also in Hornchurch. This is on Saturday the 13th of December, a week on Saturday. It's from 7:30. All money raised goes towards patient care provided by St Francis Hospice. Our choir is going to be joined by the church choir and the Can't Sing Choir, who, believe me, certainly can. So if you'd like to go to that, the tickets for that are £5 on the door. That's at 7:30, Saturday the 13th of December at St Andrew's Church in Hornchurch. If you don't catch all the details of these various events I'm mentioning, then please do look them up on our website, which is SFH for St Francis Hospice .org.uk, and there you'll find details of all of them, and if there are numbers to call to book tickets or get further information, you'll find it there on our website, SFH.org.uk.
Okay, we'll take a break there. On the way, we've still got to talk about Mud and Madness and the Brentwood Half Marathon as well. We'll be back in about 5 minutes' time with more information from Peter.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show.
One Direction and Little Things there on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. It's 22 minutes past nine. Still joined live in the studio by Peter from St Francis Hospice. And we're going to speak now about Mud and Madness, I believe.
Yep, absolutely. We're already looking at 2015 events. And we'd love to get early sign-ups for these things. Because obviously the point of putting these events on for St Francis Hospice is to raise money for the hospice. So the more people can get signed up at an early stage, we know the event's going to be a success, and obviously a financial success too. This is an event we've been doing for a number of years, being very popular and successful. Mud and Madness, the date for this event this year, or this year coming, is Saturday the 7th of February. It's a 7.5 kilometre action-packed assault course, open to men and women. You can compete as an individual, you can compete as a team, it's entirely up to you. It's a big event held at Stubbers Adventure Centre in Ockenden Road in Upminster, and it's a mud crawling, we describe it as a mud crawling, heart pounding, adrenaline bursting, mind challenging, obstacle crazy event that will push you to your limits if you want to. But if you want to take it a bit more leisurely and just have a load of fun and get filthy, wet and muddy, or possibly snowy depending on the weather, because it said it is February, I think I might have said 7th of February, Saturday 8th of February, that's Saturday the first. That's Saturday in February, that's the date. It's a lot of fun, a lot of people taking part on this in the past. You do feel you've achieved something if you manage to complete the course, and it doesn't sound too long, 7.5 kilometres, but believe me, it's not on the level, and it does involve a lot of water and a lot of deep mud on the way, all sorts of things involved in that. Do find out more. You can see pictures of people who've taken part in the past on our website, sfh.org.uk. If you'd like to consider doing this, maybe as a dare with a bunch of mates, maybe as a challenge to someone, then do get involved. 01708 771 431, and we can sign you up and get all the details for that. So put that date in your diary. If you'd rather just sort of spectate rather than actually get too active yourself, then you might want to put Saturday the 28th of February in your diary. It's a night at the Dogs at the Coral Romford Greyhound Stadium in Romford. A chance for you to pick some winners for the night, have a lot of fun. Gates open at 6:30, first race is at 7:30, and we're looking for sponsors, so maybe you want to sponsor a race on the night as your business or individual. You're very welcome to do that. If you'd like more information, again, 01708 771 412, a night at the Dogs, Saturday the 28th of February, always a popular one. That's why we put it on again this coming year. And we know a lot of people around this area are getting fit, or will be after Christmas, in preparation for either the Virgin London Marathon and or the Brentwood Half Marathon. And a lot of people use the Brentwood Half Marathon as part of their key preparation for the Virgin London Marathon. So the date this year for the LV Brentwood Half Marathon is Sunday, the 22nd, I believe it is, of March. And we've got places in that event. If you'd like to take part, again, do please get in touch with us. sfh.org.uk is the website. We're looking for runners, we're looking for people to take part. We have a lot of people who have already taken part. Very often, and I think this is the case for this coming year, certainly last year, the oldest competitor in the Virgin London Marathon, a chap who runs on behalf of St Francis Hospice, took part, and I'm sure he'll be teed up for this one as well in March. It's a very good practice for the Virgin London Marathon. Lots of people take part, a nice course as well. So if you'd like to get fit and involved and support us by running the LV Brentwood Half Marathon, we do have places in that event, and I know they're quite hard to come by, so if you want to run on behalf of the hospice, we can help you, and we'd love to see you there in March. And by way of contrast, and last on my sort of list of events to mention now, we have an audience with Elvis. well, not quite Elvis, but one of the best Elvis impersonators around. It's being held at the four-star De Rougemont Manor Hotel, just down the road from here in Worley. It's a three-course meal, evening of entertainment by award-winning Elvis tribute artist Sal Bashir, a tribute to the King of Rock and Roll and the singers and bands of the 50s and 60s, a chance to dance the night away and raise money, of course, for St Francis Hospice. So you'll enjoy, as I said, food and drink and musical entertainment on the night. Tickets £35 a person. A host goes for half price if you book a party of 10. So if you fancy a night out at the De Rougemont Manor on Friday the 13th of March with Elvis, then to please get along. Do book tickets. Slightly different number for this one, but again, you can get information on our website, sfh.org.uk. But the telephone number for booking for audience with Elvis on the 13th of March at the De Rougemont Manor Hotel is 01708 771 433. In fact, I think you'll get a sneak preview of how good Sal Bashir is as Elvis on the 1-2-3 show, I think, on here at Phoenix.
On indeed, he's on with Scott Ross, 22nd. I believe he's performing live as well then, so you can get a taste. That's what he's going to do then.
Absolutely, yeah. He's going to be in and performing a few, no doubt, Elvis Christmas numbers, I'd imagine, on the 22nd of December.
Hopefully. It would tie in quite nicely.
Absolutely. So if you can support us at any of these events, it will be absolutely wonderful. We'd love to see you at them. Or if you don't fancy doing anything energetic like that, or even turning out on an evening, and I quite understand, you know, it's each to your own. There's lots of other ways you can support us from the comfort of your armchair at home. You can play our weekly lottery, and I should mention on that the rollover price, and that's up to £20,000. Someone could be winning that.
It's not bad, is it?
This Friday, yeah. Every week there's guaranteed a £1,000 winner, but there's a rollover as well. We're up to £20,000. Tickets for that, still just £1 a ticket. And again, you get all the details on that at our website, sfh.org.uk. And certainly, you know, if you're having a bit of a clear out before Christmas, you know, get some stuff, clearing some room to get the Christmas decorations up and stuff you don't need anymore, do please consider dropping that into one of our shops. We've got two in Brentwood High Street, a furniture shop and a general shop up near the roundabout, the top end of the high street. They'd love to take your donations. We also have a whole load of what we call drop spots, places around the area that might be more convenient for you to drop in, say, bulkier items if you can't easily get to one of our shops. That includes Bennett's, the funeral directors. They act as a drop-in spot. There's lots of others. Again, they're all listed on our website, sfh.org.uk. So if you've got sort of chairs, furniture, stuff you don't want, stuff you've got to clear out before the relatives all turn up for Christmas, now's the time to do that. And please think about donating those goods to our shops. It makes a huge difference. Just to give you a little flavour of what difference that does make, our shops managed to contribute over pretty much close to £500,000 in profit last year, which all goes towards our nurses and doctors. So very well worthwhile. If you can support our shops, we'll be very grateful.